Tonight, the Health Minister, James Riley, ruled out reducing a maximum 14-year jail sentence for a woman who has an abortion outside the terms of the new legislation. Now, TDs across parties yesterday agreed that punishment was harsh, with one saying that it was inhumane. However, the minister said that the courts would never give a 14-year sentence to a woman who had a termination with services operating outside the proposed legislative regime. And speaking during a marathon session of committee stage of the Protection of Life in Pregnancy Bill, the minister said that the courts would use discretion and that the sanction was mainly there for services operating outside of the law. Legal advice is that it is the correct sentence in line with the Constitution, according to the minister. And the committee stages finished last night. The bill will return to the Dáil for a final vote next week. And that's, I suppose, the time and the occasion when a lot of government TDs, government ministers, backbenchers will ultimately make the decision as to whether they're going to vote for or against this new bill. Well, it is contentious, to say the least. I'm joined on the line by Geraldine Martin. Geraldine is a spokesperson for the pro-life campaign. Thanks for joining us, Geraldine. Good morning.
Good morning, Tommy.
I know you've been following every word of what's being said in the committee stage yesterday, what has been said and so on. First of all, was this an unusual step, in your view, by the minister to announce this 14-year possible jail sentence for a woman who had an abortion outside the terms of the new legislation?
Well, can I just say, first of all, Tommy, at the outset, that we welcome, and I'll get to that, we welcome the fact, and I think it's important to say, that an initial four Fine Gael TDs voted against this bill. That's the first thing I'd have to say, in fairness to them. We congratulate them. They voted against the bill, and, you know, particularly those who are prepared to defy their party whip and vote with their conscience. We're confident, indeed, that many more TDs will join them over the coming days opposing the bill. One thing I would like to say, in partly to answer your question, is that we would like to challenge the Minister for Health to a public debate on the contents of this bill. I mean, it's unbelievable that he has never debated its contents live on air with opponents of the bill. I mean, when we think of the way that the Fine Gael TDs, Fianna Fáil, as you know, was given a free vote on this issue, and two-thirds of the party voted against it. And having chatted with many Fine Gael TDs who are deeply distressed over the way they're being bullied and pressured by senior members of the party into supporting this bill, I am absolutely certain that had they been given a free vote, or if they were to be given a free vote, that the same would happen there. I think your listeners would agree that it's absolutely cruel and unjust the way TDs with conscientious objections are being pressured and bullied to toe the party line.
But he is debating with pro-lifers within the committee stages in the Dáil. I mean, we know that there are dissidents within his own party. There are a lot of people on the Fianna Fáil side of the House who are questioning and debating with him. So it's not as if he's not engaging with pro-life views.
Do you know, Tommy, there are snippets. You know, points are here and there, but he has never fully stood up. He has never debated the proposed legislation live on air with opponents of the bill. And we would certainly challenge him to do that. So far, he has refused to accept that challenge. It's unbelievable, given the seriousness of the issue, that he would not agree to have a debate on air with opponents of the bill. I mean, the government has a duty to give the public an opportunity to hear the bill debated properly. I mean, certainly, the one thing that's a very dominant feature is the dishonesty. It was a major feature of this whole, of the government's approach to this. I mean, when you think of what the bill is called, it's called the Protection of Human Life and Pregnancy Bill, and it does anything but that. I mean, as Leo Varadkar says, this is not pro-life legislation, and I'm not going to pretend it is. And we saw yesterday Roisin Shorthall talking about the apparent lack of gestational limits, showing her serious concern over the lack of time limits, that abortion is available right to birth under this bill. And when we look at the bill, it targets a child's life throughout the whole 9 months of pregnancy. So right up until birth, a baby's life can be targeted, the child can be killed. If a woman says that she's suicidal, despite the fact, and this is crucially important, despite the fact that psychiatrists have said that abortion is not a treatment for suicide. The European Court of Human Rights heard no medical evidence. The High Court heard no medical evidence. But we have had medical evidence, we have had the benefit of medical evidence from the bulk of psychiatrists in this country in the Oireachtas hearings, and that evidence is being ignored by Enda Kenny and James Riley. They have also ignored the serious concerns of people like the Master of the Rotunda, Sam Coulter-Smith, who has expressed serious concerns over this piece of legislation. They've also ignored their own TDs and senators. And the serious distress that these people are in, we did an opinion poll, or we commissioned an opinion poll, and it showed that 78% of people want their politicians to have a free vote on this issue. Many Fine Gael TDs are very anxious to get a free vote, but are coming under extreme pressure from senior members of the government. They're very upset.
Okay, they're not going to get a free vote. In fact, if they vote against, they lose the party whip. And Enda Kenny was even making the point yesterday that they would possibly never stand for Fine Gael in future general elections. So he's laying out the rules hard and fast. Let me talk to you. I mean, the reality is, and pro-lifers, I suppose, have accepted this, Geraldine, even though it's a hard pill to swallow, that this a bill is going to be passed next week one way or the other. And that the best you can hope for now is that, as James Riley said last night, he would bring amendments to the Dáil next week on aspects of the controversial suicide clause, allowing abortions in limited circumstances, but that he's not going to change the absolute substantive nature of the bill. Can I ask you about Michelle Mulhern, the Fine Gael Mayo TD's suggestion yesterday? She was calling for this cooling off period of up to 10 days between when a woman presents as suicidal and it's granted a termination. Now, I know James Riley said that if he implemented that proposal, then he could be responsible for the death of a woman if that during that cooling off period she took her own life. And he said, this is not something that I'm prepared to have on my conscience.
Perhaps James Riley might be a bit long out of medicine and maybe too long in politics, but he is not listening to what the experts have to say on this. When any of us are sick, we listen to the medical evidence. We go by medical evidence, we don't go by hearsay. James Riley is ignoring the very important evidence that was given by all the psychiatrists in this country, saying that abortion is not a treatment for suicide. In fact, it could damage you. Some psychiatrists might have their own views on abortion, but no psychiatrist has said that it is a treatment for suicide. 100 psychiatrists contacted TDs and senators saying that it is not a treatment for suicide, and this is continually being ignored by Enda Kenny and by James Riley. They're also continually ignoring the international evidence. In the United Kingdom, for example, abortion was introduced for the narrowest of narrowest cases. David Steele, the person who introduced that law, as you know, said that it would be a mistake for Ireland to introduce abortion on the grounds of suicide because he never envisaged the number of abortions taking place as a result of the law that he introduced, 180,000 abortions every year, and abortion available up until birth for the disabled child with special needs. All of this evidence is being ignored by the Minister for Health, James Riley, and by the Taoiseach, Enda Kenny. And we would challenge the Minister. He has refused to accept this challenge so far. We would challenge the Minister of Health to a public debate, debating the contents of the bill fully, not just snippets of it, but debating the contents of the bill fully against opponents of this bill. I mean, when you look, for example, at what Roisin Shorthall said yesterday, and when you look, for example, at what Leo Varadkar said, I mean, Leo Varadkar, the Minister, has said, this is not pro-life legislation, and I'm not going to pretend it is. And yet we're being continually told by Enda Kenny and James Riley that this is about saving lives. This has nothing to do with saving lives. This bill targets the child's life throughout the whole 9 months of pregnancy. If a woman says she's suicidal, despite the fact that psychiatrists have said that it's not a treatment for suicide, we have an excellent medical care in this country. Women are not dying because abortion is not available. We have fewer numbers of women dying than any country where abortion is widely available. And that, again, is being continually ignored by Enda Kenny and by James Riley.
Well, we know the government are not for turning on this. I mean, that's the reality. What's the best you could hope for at this stage? I mean, having a public debate on all issues of the bill might be beneficial, but again, it's not going to change the overall thrust of what this government are about in relation to this bill. So what's the best you could hope for at this stage?
Well, can I just say, you know, having a public debate on this issue is allowing people the information. And it was interesting the other day, Tommy, we published an opinion poll, and it showed that the vast majority of people oppose abortion on the grounds of suicide. when they are given the information that abortion is not a treatment for suicide. In other words, people who conducted the poll asked the question, if it were clearly shown that abortion is not a suitable treatment for pregnant women with suicidal feelings, would you support or oppose it? And over 60% of people said that they would oppose abortion if it were shown that abortion is not a treatment for suicide. And that's what the psychiatrist did at the all-party hearings. This finding, you see, contrasts with previous opinion polls, and those opinion polls did not draw respondents' attention to the lack of medical evidence. The key issue is public information, and this is where I come back to the minister and challenge him to a debate on the issue. The government, you see, is fully aware from two sets of Oireachtas hearings that there is no medical evidence that abortion is an appropriate response to a suicide threat, but they have refused to present this reality to the public. Legislating for abortion on the ground of threatened suicide shows complete disregard for the evidence of experts and expert psychiatrists, but more importantly, it shows disregard for the lives of women and for the unborn child. And the opinion poll that was published the other day showing a vast majority of people oppose abortion in cases of suicide clearly shows that when people are made aware of the fact that abortion is not a treatment for suicidal feelings.
And I take that point, but my question to you is, what's the best you can hope for now?
Well, what we're asking and what we hope for now is that the public are given information, because so far they have not been given information, and what we want now is that the minister will accept our invitation to debate this issue with people who oppose, with opponents of the bill. And we would also appeal, and I'd make two appeals if I might, firstly to TDs and senators who are out there, to stop and think about what's involved here. This bill allows for the targeting, the killing of an unborn child throughout the whole 9 months of pregnancy. And certainly that was evidenced by what Leo Varadkar said, by what, he referred to being not pro-life legislation, and also about what Roisin Shortall said. I would appeal to TDs and senators to stop and think about this for a moment. There is no medical evidence for this. In fact, it goes against medical evidence. And I would ask you to stop and think. And as one of the senators said a couple of weeks ago, don't hide under the party whip. This is too important. Vote against this legislation. I would also appeal to your listeners, if I may, to contact their TDs, their senators, their county councillors, their city councillors, to approach them respectfully and to ask them to oppose this piece of legislation.
I know there's a big vigil, isn't there, planned for Dublin on Saturday?
That's right, there's a vigil planned for 2 o'clock on Saturday, and we hope that a large number of people will go. The Pro-Life Campaign are the organisers of it, but I hope that a very large number of people will go to that.
That's outside Leinster House, is it?
No, it's in Parnell Square.
Parnell Square.
That's
okay.
Right, Parnell Square.
2 o'clock. All right, Geraldine, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Tom.
All the best. That's Geraldine Martin there, a spokesperson for the Pro-Life Campaign. Our number is 1850 506 000. As I say, it's a very contentious subject. It's an emotive subject as well, and people do have their own views. Kathleen says she wishes people would...